God bless you. What can we say for the glory of the Lord after we heard the word of God? Welcome to the brothers. Welcome to Brother Salvatore and Brother Antonio. I believe we all are here. Glory to God. The main thing is that prophecies are fulfilled. Why are you not speaking? Do not forget that you have to speak. And Brother Carmelo, take a word. I'd like to say something. It rejoiced me because yesterday evening I heard the word of God. And it's exactly the same thing that I heard today. And what I heard in me concerning Christmas, the day of the 25th of December, I wrote down here some verses, and also Brother Frank mentioned them, that I did not want to know nothing among you if it's not Jesus Christ crucified. I will go fast, but I'd like to read a word of God, a word of scripture with you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, so 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, not of the prince of this world that cometh to know. But we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. But it is written, now, which none of the princes of the world knew, for had they known, they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as is written, I had not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what the man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. That's what I wanted to say. We do not even know how to define grace, the revelation that God gave us at this end time. We were called for something, and it's been already days that I'm thinking about it, and I said, if we could just realize what God has done for us and what he gave us, truly I believe that. So is during all my life long, and I always think that God gave us all things, and the manifestation of the power of God should be in our life. As is written here, I had not seen, not ear heard, what God has prepared for us. In the beginning, when I was reading these verses, I was thinking, like, as is written in Romans 8, that the nature is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. But we have to see the manifestation of God in our lives, having the communion with Him, fellowship, slowly, slowly, and what God has prepared for us. He prepared those things for us now to receive them. And as also Brother Frank said, when we hear Brother Frank or Brother Branham, when he speaks and when we read the Word of God, we do not depend on a man, but we depend on God Himself. And we take what God gives us or gave us, and that belongs to us. When someone say yes, no, or yes, but, this morning we read that God can do beyond what we think, and He gave us that for us to put it in practice. I read also in John chapter 15. Let us take it for a moment. John chapter 15, verse 15. It's something that makes me well, and I love it. When I go for a walk in the bush, when I'm in the nature, is something that makes me well, makes me feel well. Me alone with God. I love that. Because God reveals Himself in our lives, and He shows us everywhere that we can hear, and whatever we do is always with us. He gave us one commandment, the only commandment. There were many commandments in the Old Testament, but Jesus Christ gave us just one. In John 15, He says in verse 15, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends." It's right that we realize that this thing. When we hear these things, we have to understand them in the right manner. "But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." Those things, we see them and we live. We leave them. For this reason, we are friends. God revealed those things to us. Then verse 16, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruits, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask on our Father in my name, He may give it you. These things I command you, may God help us to realize it. Certainly, He manifest that love on the cross of Golgotha. That's what rejoiced me. This verse, verse 17. "These things I command you, that ye love one another." There's another word that say, "Blessed are your eyes that see it." We hear and we hear it. And we see also God in afflictions, in trials, because we have them. And those afflictions are necessary, because all things work together for the good of those who love God. And as everything works for our good, is necessary, because through those things we come to know God more, and our fellowship increases. So faith comes from what we hear, and our lives must be in communion. A true communion. So, me, I'm speaking about myself. I say something, then when the problem comes, I do something else. But Jesus Christ is in my life, and I thank God once more this morning because God is alive. There's no one who can tell me things, but it's God is revealing himself to me, and this is the truth. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my word shall not pass away. No one can tell me that God cannot do things, but God does things. This is a reality. If our lives, if we are not going to search for these things, so we have to understand this word, to love one another. We have to understand this love. He gave us this love. He gave us this love when we were still among people, the eaten. For example, when my daughter does something that I don't like, that disturbed me, and all this love that I profess to have in that moment, and then you see that God says, love your enemies. This is an art saying. It's something that rejoices me. And I see that is in our life and is a reality. May God bless us. So, now, Brother Franco, the first love started before the foundation of the word. Before the foundation of the word. Before the world was created, when the Lord say, let each seed produce according to his kind, this love was already there, predestinated for each one of us, and our names were written in the book of the Lamb. Why me and not another one? Because all things were already predestinated, and there the true love of God started. If we understand it, we will also understand this deep love of God. Because if now I'm saved, it's because I was already saved. Have you understood? I was already saved 2,000 years ago. Jesus approved just what was in the thought of God. Jesus Christ confirmed it. All things, they were confirming Jesus Christ. As we are speaking about the two different seeds, the two different lineage, in one side we have faith according to the word, as we heard, what high had not seen and hear had not heard. This is by faith. But in the other side is reasonings, is another seed. This matter start already in the Eden Garden, and still today we see the same thing. Is there someone else who would like to add something? Brother Doriano. Brother Doriano says, I thought a little bit about Mary. Mary said, let all be done according to your word. She could also say, Lord, you can take someone else. It's true that there were other virgins. And I thought about myself. I say, why me and not another one? Because we were in Christ. Mary had in his heart Jesus Christ. She was ready to accept the word. In this day, I was wondering, why am I alone? Why am I tired? But then I say, let your will to be done, because you have predestinated my heart to do what you want. Amen. Brother Franco say, why among all people of Israel did God choose Mary? And why among all these people around us, God did choose you and me? That is a predestination. There are sufferances, there are trials, but there is the inner joy that increases and grows us. And we say, with this joy, come, Lord. And we know one day we will have a feast. And Brother Franco say, we feast already. Those who recognize when the Lord revealed himself to you and you recognize him, that is the true joy, the true satisfaction of heart. Is there where we feasted? There must be a newborn, exactly a new birth, exactly with Mary. There was a birth there. And is for each Christian that comes to the faith of Christ in the Word of God, that's where the work starts. You must be born again for the glory of God, for you to manifest the work of God. That's where the work starts. The afflictions, sufferings, the despairs. But you see that God has put in you, we resist into eternity. And it cannot fail. It cannot fail. But the other seed in the other lineage fails. It falls, then it stays there on the floor. But the Lord knew exactly where to go. Is there where this manifestation took place? Even in Rebecca, they were two nations. They were one against another one. One against the other. Look at Israel. All the nation around Israel. So Muslim, the Arabs, they are against them. And still today we see this enmity. And we can also see it in Genesis chapter 6. We see as the Son of God took wives, the daughter of men. For this reason, Paul said to Timothy, reproach, rebuke in all time for this seed to come out. So when the seed receives the word of God or hears the word of God, it will come out to give life. And for that person to be part of the church of the overcomers, the church of Jesus Christ. Is there someone else who want to add something? Brother Gianfranco? So, what Brother Frank said related to Christmas, as the sister said already, is a tradition, is a Catholic tradition. Even if today Protestant churches are doing the same, but that belongs to a man. There was a question concerning our families, because they see the day of 25th a peculiar day to be together. For us to be together with them is not a problem. But the problem is that after when they come to the believer's family, they hear certain things. So we say the truth. It's good to be together, but it can be also in any other day. But rightly, there are these things that comes every time. So it keep repeating. So we making efforts to be with our family, and it's always an opportunity to testify of God. And this thing is like this. But it's good that Brother Frank spoke about it, and he put emphasis upon this, upon Christmas. There are things that touched me is when Brother Frank, he said that the Lord is preparing himself a bride. And as we believe that, as we believe to be the bride of the Lord, we see how sometimes there are problems. There are always trials, difficulties. But in all these things that the Lord put in our hearts, comes after him, after them, the virtuous woman that the Lord prepares. Because we believe to be part of the number of the elect. If we read, for example, in Proverbs 12:4, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones. Then in Proverbs 31, verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Here it speaks about virtuous woman. She's taking care of the house, husband, and his husband is honored at the gates of the city. So she takes care of things of his husband. And at any opportunity, it's good to testify of what God has put in our heart, so to testify that we are his bride. Sometimes we heard women speaking evil things against their or about their husband. It's something that I cannot support, because they're putting shame upon their husband. It's a sad thing. But I thank the Lord, because the bride of Christ does not do that. Does not do such things. Because we can bring these natural things in the spiritual. We see in the churches, instead of putting Jesus in the first place, they elevating us saints and they bringing Jesus down. They putting in the second place. The same is for women who are trying to diminish their husband. So they want to be above their husband. So they are not in the right position. And they are going astray from, or they depart from the word of God. But I thank the Lord, because he gave to each one of us women with all their limit, as we say it. But they are there to show, to demonstrate that they are virtuous women. And spiritually, one day this virtuous woman will be crowned. While Brother Funk was speaking, that's what came in my heart. Before the word, so we were speaking, he we are speaking about the virtuous woman, not a woman who brings shame or she is a rottenness for the bones of his husband. It's true that sometimes we have I have my point of view and my wife have also another point of view. But at that moment, then there is a sorrow, there is a sadness. Because if we speak about something that the Bible teaches, why then you come with your own thoughts exactly at what, as it happened in the Eden Garden and as also God taught us through his prophet that the woman is the type of the church. But we are the true seed. The devil is always there trying to disturb or to put small things inside for us not to be the virtuous woman. But we will be, because the prophets say the virtuous woman, she's a crown for his husband. But I believe that love, correction, is bring everything in perfection, in perfect harmony. It's true that we still have things to put there at their place, but I thank the Lord because he used his servant this morning, and this subject came in me to compare myself or to examine myself and to see which or to see what and to see which is my right position. So when you read in Proverbs 19, for example, that's his brother Franco. Proverbs 19, verse 14. Simply to add something related to what it was said. In reality, because here we speak about the word, as Solomon said, I seek it, as is written in Proverbs 31. I believe it's written in Proverbs 31. But let us read in Proverbs 19, verse 14. Be careful. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife or wise. Here is a wise. When it the Bible speaks about a woman is a church. So as Brother Branham said, or as we heard, that is valid for each one of us. So to be a virtuous woman. A woman, she's a symbol of the church. And Brother Branham said, just look at the sisters and you understand the state of the church, the condition of the church. And that is true. To have a virtuous church, a virtuous woman is an obedient church. Sarah used to call Abraham my Lord. If today you call your man or your husband Lord, it seems a joke or something funny, but it's not. It's the word of God. That means there is a submission or respect. Respect is there. Today at the base, as for a physical woman and a physical man, also for the church, the physical church, and for the bride, Jesus Christ, what is important is love. Without love, is finished. Do you see? Love makes you to find, I'm speaking about the now in the natural. Love brings you to have that conversation with your wife. If there's no deep, this deep love, this true love, it's hard. It's the same thing with the church. If the church does not love its Lord, you will love your whole you shall love your Lord with all your heart, with your all your thought, and with all your soul. You have to love Him above all things. It's true that affliction and sufferings will come, but in all these situations, you have to love your God, even though they are hard time. Do you understand? You have always to love Him because He's the one who gives you strength, who supports you. You cannot stay without Him, without God. So this love lets you go beyond sufferings, beyond problems, beyond afflictions. So you see, the wife. Why do we have this problem? So this difference between man and woman, this difference. Why there's this difference? The difference is there because in the beginning, on Thursday, we said it already. As we said it on Thursday, what took place in Eden Garden when God formed Adam, and from Adam He took out not the original production or production, but a sub product. Because Adam was the original creation, but by his rib, a woman was formed, and this woman was called Eve. And because of this situation, the difference that because of this situation, the difference come to take place. Have you understood? What God wants to do now is to bring this bride with the message of our that we receive, the teaching that we receive. Do you see? So the message that was preached, I wrote down here when Brother Frank was preaching, although all things with statement of Brother Branham misinterpreted also by people who were near him, those who were near Brother Branham, they did not understand well what the Spirit was saying to the church. So that means what was truly in the hearts. So then they start with interpretation, new doctrines. And during this last 50 years, since Brother Branham died, it's 55 years, many years passed. Brother Branham died in 1965. Even though those who were near him they were misled. The same for us today. We have to be careful because we are near Brother Frank. We do not need to make interpretation or to bring new doctrines, but we have to understand what the Spirit says to the churches. So that's what I was saying. Because of this revealed word that God gave us, so we can see predestination, how God loves us. So we have to go back, to return, to enter in Christ and to be one with the Lord. And to be one with the Lord. Being one with the Lord, there won't be any more interferences, differences between woman and man. They must be one. I hope that you have understood what I wanted to say, what the Lord has put in my heart. This is the truth. It should not be anymore the murmurs or discussions. Exactly, because we still are hearing murmurs or murmuring, as Brother Gianfranco said. So we have to watch over this word that's gave us, and this word has to have, this word has to produce an effect in our lives, and it brings us back where all things were restored. The heart of the children returned back to the fathers, to the original Pentecost, as Sarah used to say to Abraham, "My Lord." We are not saying that the wife has to say "my Lord" to his husband, but she has to show the respect and submission. So we have to be careful also there, because also a man has things for him. Paul spoke about a man and woman. Also Peter spoke for both. So there are words for the bride and for the bridegroom. We see how it's difficult today, how it's difficult for a wife to be submitting all things. And also for the church to be submitted to God in all things. But if we go in the Old Testament, we see how many times the Lord, the Eternal Adonai, the Elohim, with Moses, with David, and also in Abraham's life, sometimes he was strict. He had a hard saying. He was strict and steadfast in what he was saying. For example, when Miriam and Aaron, they discuss about Moses, she became leprous. You know these passages. There was God was strict in the Old Testament, and in that case, Miriam, she disrespect the man of God, not Moses as a natural man. So today is the same. How it's difficult for the church and also for the woman. It's written, "Men, love your wives as Christ loved the church." So we have to create conditions for one in another. So we have to create conditions for a woman to enter in the man. So then you have to disappear. And who should appear? Who should appear? I'm waiting for the answer. So if you disappear, who should appear? The Lord has to appear. Is a return to the Eden Garden. Just the Lord has to appear. The word must be shown. That's what has to take place. Where there's no challenge or discussion between man and woman. the bride must disappear and must die in Christ completely and be one in Christ, with Christ. It's not hard to understand. So, by God will, we will read things about this topic. But adultery is one of the worst things. Is the worst thing that God can see on earth. So also in the spiritual realm is what took place with Balaam, or also in the Garden of Eden. For the Lord, adultery is difficult to accept or to support it. Soon we'll touch this subject. But although that, God is He forgives. Before, so the Spirit of Christ was ready to come into this vessel to redeem . So that's how it took place. Today, God has to grant us grace. For this reason, God will present a bride to Himself. So, Him, the Lord, the Spirit, He will present to Himself a bride without spot, without wrinkles, and blameless. For this reason, we are here for the edification and for this unity, where the bride enter into the bridegroom. That's why also Brother Frank, when he speaks about Luke chapter 2 with Simeon, let your servant go because I've seen salvation of the Lord. So when Brother Branham came, when he was there, everything that took place in the life of Brother Branham, there were many wonders, or there was a manifestation of the Son of Man. In all other church ages, that did not take place, but in our age, there was a manifestation of the Son of Man, as he was in Genesis 17, when the Lord, and in the body of Theophany, he went to Abraham. And this manifestation was not in other ages, but just in our age. For this reason, what happened in Brother Branham's ministry, we heard about it, but Brother Frank seen them personally. He saw the miracles exactly as it was in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw them. It's a reality. He's seen them in the divine reality. And for this reason today, he say, I've seen salvation. I've seen all these things. And also the passages, the scriptures that he quote, truly they are accomplished. Matthew 24:14 and Revelation 14. Also the messenger of the end time, Revelation 14:6. The messenger of end time brought back the heart of the children to the Father. And we believe it and we see it by faith. This manifestation, we must see it again, or God has to grant us grace to see and to live this manifestation in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we are together and we hear the word of God. That's why we enter in the thought of God, and we are going deeper in the thoughts of God, as is written in Corinthians. Where the revelation comes directly from God,
not from a man. The revelation comes from God to a man. That's what we need for all to have the same knowledge. As we said on Sunday, the teaching must be one. Paul said to Timothy, the teaching must be the same in all churches, in all hearts, in all families. It must be the same thing, the mass teaching. Sometimes we say there are difficulties. How to say it? Sometimes there are difficulties. We have difficulties. But as we walk, as we hear, faith increases. And the hearts, they're burning. Then the spirit is quickened, and our life then become more and more in the likeness of Christ. That's what we desire. Our life to be in His likeness. For this reason, this communion between bride and bridegroom is important. And we're waiting truly for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we wait for Him in this position. As the wife and husband, church with Christ, so they are one. And they return to be one. One spirit, one heart, and one word. I will conclude with a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 16. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one flesh. Be careful to this word. For two, say he, shall be one flesh. Have you understood? But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Hallelujah. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It become one with him. Then in verse 18, that's why it's written, flee fornication. You know what is fornication? What is, as we heard now, is a mixture between tradition and spiritually speaking, is a mixing of tradition, Catholic, the truth of the Bible, what God revealed us, then we mix together with all other things, things we hear, and false teaching. That is fornication. And this word is wonderful, to be one spirit with Him. That's why I believe this is our desire, to enter deeply and to be in this position. As Mary was elect to believe the promise, she was elected to believe the promise. So the same Franco Forestieri, he was elect to believe to the promise. Also you, each one of you. Hallelujah. Isn't it a blessing? Isn't it a wonderful grace that the Lord grants us, for us to realize this this wonderful thing? He loved us before the foundation of the world to know the truth, to know the truth. And we can say it. And we say, thank you, Lord.
We all say thank you, Lord.
We pray.
It's 12 o'clock. We were really blessed together.
We will thank the Lord. Also, next Sunday will be the same. It's going to be like this. On the 27th, there's a preaching. Brother Frank will preach from Krefeld. Then we'll. Then also on the 3rd of January, Brother Frank will preach again on Sunday. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing in the Lord. And I feel this peace in the, of the Lord. We are like children in the mother bosom. We say, thank you, Lord. Your word is truth. And your spirit is among us. Who want to thank God? Frère Patty? Brother Patty? So, Brother Patty, we see you. Can you please pray to conclude service? I can understand French, also Sister Veronica, but others, so I pray in Italian. Heavenly Father and mighty God, we thank you once more this morning for what you gave us. We thank you for the breath of life. We thank you for all the good that you are doing in our lives. In this time of darkness, you gave us your light. We thank you for the blood that you shed for each one of us, your children. May thy name be exalted and may your name be praised. Lord, once more we come to you to thank you. Thank you for what you have done, the word that you revealed us. Let this word become life in us. And let this word to be manifested for us to be as you want us. Help us in our work, in all difficulties. We are in your hand. We know that you are with us and you say you are more than conquerors. May thy name be glorified. Give us strength to continue. May your mighty hand lead us. Help us with our families for us to be light. Also, wherever we go, we won't be a light. And we want to testify and bring your word to all. Lord, we thank you for all. Continue with us. Bless all your servants. Bless all of them around the world, giving them the same spirit. For us to be united in the true love. Not love fabricated by men, but love that comes from you. And you only can do it or can give it to us. We thank you. Be with us in all we will do. Be with brothers and sisters. May you bless us. And help us in our walk. You start this work and you will finish it. We thank you for Brother Frank. We thank you for the faithful servant. May you bless him, strengthen him.
Lord Jesus, bless our heart and be with us. Thank you once more for this blessed time that you give us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. Amen.